Jimmy Jeffer, welcome to episode 35 of the Charlie Internet Podcast with your host, Mr. Chuan. What's today's date? It is February 11th on a Sunday. It is 12:15 and we are ready to record this shit.
Sunday,
I'm here with lovely, lovely people. To my left is Alfredo.
Yeah.
He's not really to my left because we don't see each other. To my right is Ethan.
What up?
The virtual right.
And on the throne is returning from his sabbatical, Tony.
Except if you're Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Sasquatch.
We have a full crew again, and we have a range of topical topics to go through. But as usual, first we're going... Ethan, you've been playing Supreme Commander. What do you have to say about it? What have you been playing?
Tried the demo for Supreme Commander, and it's pretty cool. I got a couple complaints.
Okay.
There are too many projectiles.
Uno!
One.
Wait for it. There are too many projectiles flying around the screen, and sometimes it can actually get a little tough to see what the hell's going on. When your Supreme Commander dude builds stuff, it's the same thing in Total Annihilation, where he, like, shoots rays at shit, and then it builds it. And it's the same now, but when you have, like, 9 different things building one thing, which is one of the cool things about Supreme Commander, you can assign, like, multiple engineers and your Supreme Commander dude to build your stuff. There's a ton of different rays shooting at it, and it can get kind of weird. And the same thing with shadows on planes, depending on your zoom level, you can see a bunch of shadows fly by, and it's a little bit distracting if you're not at the right zoom level.
They call those projectiles in the business.
Yeah, trajectoramos.
Semen.
Somebody playing Game Boy, I heard a beep.
No.
Nope. Not here.
Al. Al, what are you doing?
I'm actually doing something else, and you can't hear what I'm doing. Huh? No, it's not what you think it is.
He's making babies.
I'm blowing my nose.
Too easy, Al.
I know.
Wow, there were so many options for that one.
You sure you have enough towels for that?
But thank you for choosing the making babies option. That's a lot better than the other not making babies option.
Making babies with a towel.
Oh, wow. Good way to begin.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. It's over.
I'm...
It's over. Okay, continue, Ethan. Sorry we needed to do that because we were falling asleep.
No,
go ahead.
No problem. That's typical when I speak. Fucking asshole.
I'm an asshole.
The game graphics are kind of pretty good, but you really do need a beefy machine to get all you want out of it. We played on a 6800.
I was playing what is
Nvidia
beefy
6800, which is the bottom card that you can play, and it looked pretty shitty with everything.
You talking about
medium,
me, Tony?
But the screenshots.
A late response.
What the fuck?
You're really busy over there.
Hey, I had to clean up my nose, man. I didn't want to have that old flood in the podcast.
Ethan, continue. So it looks kind of shitty on medium.
Nah, I'm done. Fuck you. You know what? Nobody wants to hear about game shit. They don't want to hear about Al's nose and Austin's ass and Tony's hospital stay. Fuck the game.
No. But see, the thing we want to hear from Ethan is what he's been playing.
Yeah.
He's been playing Supreme Commander.
And we want to hear more.
Yeah, right.
We do. Come on.
Fine.
What is that beep?
Yeah, what is that? Al, what are you doing?
Why are you blaming it on me?
Because it's you.
Because you're always doing something else.
I am not always doing something
else. Like cleaning your nose.
Yes, I do maintenance. I don't play Game Boy.
Maintenance.
Man, oh
man. My plumbing isn't working down there. I got to stretch it out a little bit. Give me a second.
The dedication.
Continue, Ethan.
That's a good game.
Ethan, what are you playing?
You know what? You can go fuck yourself. I'm not going to say anything anymore. I've been playing the coolest games around. You guys aren't going to know about it.
Like chess?
Yeah.
No,
chess
like
is
work.
Great. Dude, work is fantastic.
I got this game called Conference, and you actually get to sit in a real conference for 2 hours.
All right, you know what? Jesus I'm sick Christ. Of you guys making fun of me. I'm seriously starting to get. I'm a little upset about it. I'm going to cry now.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, you want that?
Well,
fuck that. You guys
cry
supposed
about
to say
how
no.
Your settings on
we
medium
care.
Shit.
This is ridiculous.
So, medium settings
Ow.
Like shit.
Huh?
This podcast is going south.
It already went south.
It's all Tony's fault. All our podcasts were going fine until Tony came.
Fucking jerk off.
Oh, God.
Okay, Ethan, finish.
No, I'm not finishing. That's it. I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm off this podcast.
All we need is a slam now. I'm done with this shit.
Oh, right.
Al, what are you playing?
All I've been playing this week really has been Phoenix Wright. I finished the second chapter. It was awesome, but it was hard.
No, World of Warcraft?
I've been busy. I've been sleeping and busy, and everybody at work is getting pissed at me and whatnot.
Well, sleep is better than Warcraft.
Well, it's not about work. Sleep. I haven't been sleeping. I've been doing work because I have to move.
Oh.
And I have to find an apartment and stuff. I'm going to take a break from Phoenix Wright, and I'm going to try and play something else. I did play an hour of Dragon Quest VIII on Friday night.
So how many hours is that total? Like 20. 12 out of like 78?
20 out of 78.
Okay.
And that game is still fun. I played a little bit of Warcraft yesterday, and I played some Mario Kart with my friends at work. It was cool.
Okay, well, you better cover man into your 12 key. Thanks. I need a poop sack. Poop sack.
Do you poop sock?
Poop sock?
Never mind. You don't want to know. If you don't know, you don't want to know. Go ahead.
That's it. I'm looking forward to trying to get a game, if I can make some money to get a game in the future.
Money, money.
Money!
Tony?
I'm playing Lego Star Wars on the PSP.
Oh, yeah? How's that working out?
It's good. I have, quite a few complaints. Yeah, this is, also the My Nose is Bleeding Profusely podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm trying to stop it right now
as I
talk.
Stop trying to disguise it. You're fucking picking your nose and jump.
Yeah, exactly. That's why
pick
it's bleeding.
Winner.
Last time I ate my burgers.
I have quite a few complaints about it. Otherwise, it's a really good game. And I played a little bit of Vice City Stories. Very little. I'm gonna get to that as soon as I'm done beating the hell out of
my dick.
The Star Wars Lego Star Wars game.
I mean,
and,
yes, we heard that.
I know you did.
And that's pretty much it.
What are the complaints about Lego Star Wars?
The AI is fucking drop dead stupid. You'll find yourself slapping Chewbacca around quite a bit. you know, also, it's just, there's a lot of complaints as far as camera control, which is pretty much non-existent. It's almost like playing the Family Guy game as far as the camera is concerned, because you'll find yourself missing platforms because you can't control the camera.
What about the control scheme?
It's basic, Ethan. Very basic.
How basic?
It's Lego Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easy.
Why don't you talk about it? Fucking dick.
I just...
Why don't you mention it?
I think Ethan had an out-of-body experience.
Springtime love in the winter.
What about the control scheme, Tony? The fuck, dude? Why are you leaving that shit out? Stupid fucking Puerto Rican bastard.
I'll save that for an actual review, Ethan. How about that?
I'm going to put it to
good.
You.
Good, excellent. So, Ethan, while you're complaining about his control scheme... How's Supreme Commander?
I don't care. I don't fucking care. All right? Supreme Commander sucks. Man. Games suck. Really? Who wants to play games?
Yeah. What else you been playing, Ethan?
That's it.
I've been playing toilet games.
He's been upper decking his toilet for fun.
I upper deck my own toilet.
Upper deck. By the way, no one came up with an upper deck for Wii name yet.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
Well, I'll check the mailbag again, but I don't have any names for that anyways. But,
Well, we had
seriously, Ethan.
Name.
After Supreme Commander looks like shit on Medium. What else were you gonna say?
I haven't tried the dual screen.
Okay. Did you do it on split screen?
No, split screens. I saw the split screen though. It's not that great.
Not that great.
No, because they're just both zoom levels. And you know what? I'm still pissed off because after all the hype, the zoom when you zoom all the way out, it's not fucking that big. Okay. It isn't. It should be bigger when you zoom out. There should be more units. There aren't.
Well, that's. No
more dots. That's right.
It says up to 500 units on screen at the same time.
Not enough. Not enough.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it's 500 units. Looks like it's 12.
Wow. Now you're just being very,
I'm not
very
kidding, because when you zoom all the way out, the blocks that they use to indicate where each unit is too big, and they overlap, and you can't see dick.
I don't think you're being objective at all.
I don't think you're being a fucking human being.
I think you're in the pocket, you know, of the competitors.
I think you suck at Supreme Commander.
The pocket of the competitors.
What the fuck does that mean?
Large,
oh my
large
goodness.
Commander. Above average commander.
Okay.
Subpar commander.
Yes.
Is that all you've been playing, Ethan?
Yes, it's all I've been playing.
So what about what Austin's been playing?
I've been playing, I started playing Final Fantasy III on the DS last week, and I continued a little bit through work. And then on Friday, I got Final Fantasy VI, and it's been nonstop that ever since, because it's the best game in history, and everyone else is wrong about it.
Does it burn when you pee?
Yes!
I shoot out my dick.
God. All right. What else?
That.
That's it?
Mostly, yeah. That and, well, let me see. I just installed Deus Ex on my laptop because I don't know why. I had a hankering for it, and I'm going to be playing that nonstop, so everything else is going to get ignored when I'm not playing my Game Boy Advance.
Right.
Pretty much. Okay. I don't know if any of you ever played that. That's also one of the best games in history, and if you don't like it, you're an asshole.
Well, you showed us it, I believe.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
This is a good thing.
Yes, very good thing. I thought it was frenetic.
It was frenetic?
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because it's not a frenetic game at all.
It is. I saw it. I was there.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those things they say in the commercial. Frenetic. Action-packed
frenetic
gameplay. Spy stealth action with rape balls.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
Your ass.
Yeah, Armada. Online.
Oh, you've been playing it?
When is that coming out? No, I haven't had a chance to
It's still in alpha, so it's going to be a long time, but you can play it now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I updated it yesterday. I haven't played it in a while, though.
Okay. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bitch.
What the hell was that?
Probably
that was my wife.
It wasn't me.
She's a fucking pig.
It was not me.
It had to be.
Stop blaming everything on me.
My wife.
Your
what
wife.
Are you doing now?
Wow.
Oh, boy. She's exposing.
That's a talent.
Okay, that's enough about that.
Oh, dear.
But Final Fantasy VI Advance, as it is on the Game Boy Advance, the sound is a little bit staticky, and therefore it's kind of tragic. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not the game's fault. It's the hardware's fault. But you know, it's you plug in headphones and it's like it just.
Why?
Well, because I mean, you're dealing with hardware that doesn't have that great of a sound chip, and it you know I guess, which is odd because I've heard some games sound really good on it, and I don't know why, but and it's for the most part though, it's like incredible to have perhaps the best game in history, at least in my opinion. In the palm of your hand, you know, that'd be like having Metroid Prime in the palm of your hand as well, except this isn't Metroid Prime. Moving on! Topics. Manhunt 2 is going to be on Nintendo's It's for Kids console.
Yay.
They didn't show any video except for this one trailer, which was like a movie trailer, which really says nothing about the game. But they're like, you know, there's been funny headlines like, you know, oh, so witty headlines like, Manhunt on Wii? Does Nintendo know? Ha, 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 ha. You know, shit like that.
Jesus Christ.
What
is that, nerdforum.com?
No, but they make a good point in that, like, this is kind of unexpected.
Right.
I mean, in the past, Reggie has said that, oh, yeah, we've been talking with Rockstar to get, you know, a high-powered property onto the console, and everyone was like, oh, my God, it's going to be Grand Theft Auto, LOL, LOL, ROFL, oh, my God, but no, it's Manhunt, which is not bad. I mean, as a game, I've never played it, but I hear it's got, you know, it's gotten really good reviews as a game. It's basically like Splinter Cell, with a whole huge dose of, like, Saw 2.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just funny to, you know, to see something like this on a console like this. Especially when Red Steel has no blood in it. Out of all games with any titles, Red Steel has no blood. And so Manhunt will have strangling and decapitations and everything.
Cool.
Blood?
No blood.
Yes, no, but no, it's going to be like Aqua Teen. A rainbow's going to pop out the head.
I love that episode. Good. Not okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts on this, Evgeny?
I want blood.
Ethan.
Blood.
Ethan, you're useless today.
What the fuck?
I mean, there are many things to talk about, not the least of which is it going to play like a gimmick, which I am very fearful of?
Mm. I don't know. Even on GameCube, what was the most Killer 7? Would you consider that
Killer
like,
7,
violent?
Resident Evil 4, Al, are there any more like the Mortal Kombat games are obviously always very gory, you know.
Yeah.
Comically so, but you know they're always gory. Yeah.
And everybody was always I mean they always have complaints about
it. It is BMX Triple X. That was the opposite direction.
What?
That's right.
Nintendo's the GameCube version of BMX Triple X was the most raunchy out of all three.
Even more than the Xbox
yes.
version?
Yes. It was the
How so?
Because the Xbox version I think didn't have there was a part of the Xbox. There was something in the Xbox version, one of the videos. I think the bonus videos were in the Cube version but not the Xbox version, which means more
Are you
titties.
Sure.
I do remember that out of the three, the GameCube version had the most raunchy features out of all of them.
That's so weird. I don't see why Microsoft would do that, but okay. But
because I know the PS2 version had the little stickies on the nipples.
Yeah, the sensor bars. Yeah,
and
oh God,
the
see, that's fucking
they also
cue the
edited.
Family Guy song with the FCC.
They also edited some of the game in PS2, but in the Xbox it was just straight regular stuff, and I think that there were bonus videos at the end that only the GameCube had, which is weird because the GameCube had the lowest storage out of all three of them, but it had the most features.
Uh-huh.
Inside info.
It's about time that you know they just stop being like totally PC and just go out there and get a game that everybody will be like, oh man, this is just wow!
Well,
I can't believe this is on the system.
It.
You know,
that's the
issue. I understand, right. And it's about time.
But the issue
if you bring out a game like Red Steel that doesn't have blood, I think they totally gypped the consumer.
Well,
that's
it's not necessarily Nintendo. Uh-huh. You realize it's like before it was when Mortal Kombat came out, and oh my God, this is such a violent game. We have to make you see sweat, not blood. That was
green blood.
That was ridiculous tardedness. Okay, but not even green blood, gray blood, because it was sweat.
It was gray blood on the Nintendo and green on the Genesis.
It was.
Then you
actually
had to call
no,
up an
actually on the Genesis it was no blood, and then you put in the code, and then you got everything.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But the code was so widespread that you know everyone had it, but. See, like, when Mortal Kombat 2 came out, Nintendo was starting to come around, and then, like, Nintendo itself...
Make money off of this.
Yeah, exactly. But Nintendo itself is not a very violent first party, and that's just what they do. But they have been opening the doors for third parties to come in and say, yeah, we've got games where you chop off people's dicks, and they just don't bring it on. Except
Sweet.
For Killer 7. Except for Killer 7, like you said, and Resident Evil 4. But then, you know... You have stuff like Grand Theft Auto, which they didn't put on.
Right.
And now Rockstar is saying, okay, yes, sure, let's put Manhunt on this system, but we're also putting it for PS2 and PSP. Now, my problem with this is, and other podcasts have talked about this as the quote-unquote sloppy seconds, wherein, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to put it on PS2 because it's going to make a shitload of money, and, oh, let's throw it on Wii because we'll make some money too.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that's why I asked, you know, will it have... gimmicky gameplay that doesn't. When I say gimmicky, it's only like usually to me, gimmicky implies that it's fancy, but it doesn't work. If it does work and it works well, then I remove the gimmicky label. So my fear is that you know you're gonna try to strangle someone with like a fucking wire, a hanger wire, and like nothing's gonna happen, and then you die.
No, but what?
Or you're gonna try to aim at the screen, and then nothing happens, and you die. Or you're gonna try to sledgehammer someone in the head, nothing happens, and you die because the control doesn't work. So that's what my fear is that. Rockstar is going to build it for PS2 and then be like, oh, okay, let's build it for Wii and just like you know throw a couple of controls in there. Does it work? Kind of, sort of. Okay, let's sell it, you know.
Do you know what the rating will be on the Wii game?
Oh, it's going to be M. I mean, there's no way that Rockstar, out of all people, is going to tone it down, you know.
Then it should look fucked up.
No, it'll look fine. It's talking about the action.
I'm talking about how it's going to play, but you haven't been paying attention, have you?
Yeah, I have.
See,
the big commander.
You're saying like you do something and then nothing happens, but it will.
Well, no,
Ethan, I'm talking. You haven't been paying attention. I'm talking about the controls.
Can I
am paying attention, you motherfucker.
Wait, everybody, shut up.
Go ahead. Here, go ahead.
See, when you move the controller on the screen, the person is supposed to move. So if you swing a sledgehammer with the remote, the character in the game is supposed to move the sledgehammer. But if he doesn't, and then you die as a result, it'll look really good when you die, but you won't be happy because you swung that sledgehammer for real.
I don't think he understands.
He's trying to talk to his baby, too.
I don't think he understands at all.
I don't get it.
Ethan.
Yeah.
Okay, that means Ethan is he's an animal.
He's an idiot. Yeah.
No. Supreme Commander.
Basically, move on. Unless, Al, do you have something else to say?
I just think that, you know, the Wii console's for everyone, including mature people. So bring it on.
Sure. Sure, I'm glad about that. What do you think about you? Well, never mind. Controls.
Time will tell on that because I didn't even play the first one, so I don't really know what to look forward to. I'm not really looking forward to using my Wii remote to kill people, but you know, in very gory, gruesome ways. But if it's fun, sure.
Virtual Tennis 3 and NBA Street Home Court to be in 1080p on the Xbox 360. There is a sub-news story to this in that, you know, basically EA and Sega were, like, kind of whipping out the dicks and trying to brag about who had 1080p on the Xbox 360 first. Sega announced it first. EA Sports has it out first because the game is coming out faster than Virtual Tennis. NBA is coming out faster than Virtual Tennis. But the bigger cynical story here is that Sony's quote-unquote true HD claims are kind of thrown over the
Where
bridge.
Are the birds?
Tony's house.
Yeah, I hear pigeons.
Oh, God damn it.
That was awesome, because you hear it real low.
Yeah.
Tony lives on a fucking roof.
Oh, man. Oh, sorry.
1080p, true HD from Sony. What are your thoughts?
Sony's a bunch of effing liars.
What did you say?
We talked about it last time, Sony. Yeah, it's bullshit.
Al said it's so despondent. He's like, Sony's freaking liar. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't there also. I'm not sure. Maybe I got this wrong. Wasn't there also a claim from like cable against like digital what is it, the Dish Network? That their HD is better than the Dish Network's HD, and it's the same fucking HD. Still 1080p.
No, it's potentially true because a lot of high definition broadcasts are actually 1080i, which is interlaced, and it doesn't look as good, but it still looks fucking good. So I mean, they're right on that front, but you know, and I'm not again, you know, this is sounding like you know, oh yeah, let's bash on Sony again, but it's just, you know, this is a story in that you know, they one of their big, you know. Back when Xbox 360 announced that it could upscale the games to 1080p, which it's been doing for months, right. Sony basically fired back with, oh, well, they're upscaling games. It's not native 1080p. You know, and then now it's doing it. The 360 is doing it, and Sony's flagship game, well, one of the flagship games, which is MotorStorm, doesn't do it. So it's like, I mean, I hate to bring them up again, but they're saying these things that just aren't true.
Okay.
And I'll do you one better. In the latest issue of Electronic Gaming Monthly, there's an interview with, I forgot dude's name. Oh, yeah. Jack Tretton.
Oh, him.
Sony Computer Entertainment of America's new CEO. He's basically asked to explain the negativity surrounding the PS3 launch, and he says it's society in general. Mm-hmm. It's society in general. They like to make negative stories about us, blah, 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 blah. And it's like... Now, to be honest, like, it's kind of true because, you know, people jumped on every little negative thing that Sony had coming out of its mouth, you know. And, yeah, that is kind of an asshole thing for people to do. But when you are trying to sell machines to a consumer base, which is, last time I checked, part of society, you don't go out and say, oh, it's society's fault that everyone thinks that we're so bad. You say, and he's saying these things that are just like, you know... putting everything that they've been saying together, they have a PR nightmare.
Yeah, Jack Tretton.
And
is a
this
PR
virtual
nightmare.
Tennis and NBA Street thing just doesn't help at all. But what do you say, Al?
Jack Tretton is a PR flaw.
That's true. I mean, as much as I like to make fun of Kaz Hirai, he didn't say dumb shit like this. Like, oh, it's society's fault that we're doing so badly. I mean, actually, he didn't even say we're doing so badly. The other funny thing is he was just like, people were like, what's the deal with PS3 sitting on store shelves? And he's like, if you can find a PlayStation 3 sitting on a store shelf for more than 5 minutes, I'll give you $1,200 for it. If he meant anything by that, I'm sure, like, zillions of people across the country probably emailed him being like, hey, give me $1,200. Because, I mean, I don't know if you've been to a store, but, like, there are reports of those things sitting on shelves. So, and that's not necessarily a bad thing because the games aren't out yet. When the games come out, it will probably sell. But, like, you know, again, it's just a whole, like, PR shit. And maybe this is a topic we can talk about on the whole next week because there's a whole bunch of shit. Like, Reggie does the same thing. When we were at the Toys R Us launch, the Toys R Us Wii launch, you know, I brought up the question. I was like, after Metroid, after Mario, after WarioWare comes out, what can the consumer base look forward to during the time, you know, between the launch or, you know, from now until Mario? Because there's a whole heck of a lot of months between now and Metroid. Mm-hmm. And he goes like, there's Mario Strikers coming on Wii, there's Smooth Moves, there's a whole ton of stuff that you'll see on store shelves. You just wait and see. And I'm like,
we don't expect to be 6 months coming after the launch. You know, from a software standpoint, we're going to continue to have great product out in the marketplace. We start off with WarioWare Smooth Moves on January 15th, and the products are going to keep continuing all through 2007.
Enough already. Give me something concrete. I know you're going to have Mario. I know you're going to have Metroid. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking what specifically can I look forward to now? He gave me two games, and then the rest was, you just wait and see. We'll have a ton of great stuff. And, that, you know, it's that type of PR spin that, you know, sure, I guess they have to do it because that's their job, but at the same time, it's the type of shit that makes you mad as a consumer.
Right.
You know? And, you know, the same thing with, you know, $400 I think is too expensive for a console that doesn't even have a next-generation disc drive. You know, and Peter Moore's like, oh, $400 for a core pack, for a premium pack. You get the hard drive, you get component cables. It's a great value. No! I don't want to pay $400 for something. You know, $400 plus tax and I don't even get a game. Oh, Hexic HD on the hard drive, great. But this is getting off topic, so, I mean, let's move on.
No, it's good to know.
Yeah, let's move on.
It's informative.
Wii Connect 24, anyone take offense to it? Now, I brought this
Fuck
up because Ethan brought up, like, does anyone have a problem with the Wii always being on? So you guys, I guess, take it away.
Before you guys start, I just want to put my stance on it. It's fucking awesome.
That's crazy. Anyway, Ethan.
I hate it.
Why?
That's it?
I don't like not being able to turn the thing all the way off from my remote, number one. I don't like having to walk up to the thing and holding the power button in so it turns red, number two. And I don't like having to look up how to do that in the fucking manual to figure it out, number three.
Right.
It's bullshit. It eats up my bandwidth, albeit not really that much, or I don't really care, especially if it's doing it on all night. But I did have problems with the disc spinning for hours and hours and hours and hours when it didn't shut off after the update.
Yeah. That's my biggest complaint.
The disc
like,
spin. That's pretty bad.
Well, yeah, because if the system breaks because it's fucking updating whatever it's doing, or, you know, downloading porn for itself for its own amusement, I don't know what the hell it's doing. Yeah, I don't know what it's doing, but it's spinning the disc, and if my Wii breaks because of it, I want to be reimbursed, because that's a flaw.
Especially for pain and suffering.
I'll interject with the devil's advocate.
It makes my chest hurt.
I have two devil's advocate statements here. One, which is a devil advocate's on itself.
Do it.
First one is take out the goddamn disc. Don't be so lazy and don't blame it on the system. Jesus. The other.
No, that's not the.
No.
That is
no.
Totally
shut up for
stupid.
A second and let me finish. The other devil's advocate to that statement is you shouldn't have to do that.
Oh. Right.
I agree with you. You shouldn't have to do that. But at the same time, if you're going to complain about it, just take out the disc.
Boo.
That's bullshit.
No, you shouldn't have
it
to.
It is.
The
it
other
is,
devil's advocate thing shuts that shit down in a second.
It is. I totally agree, but you should. If you're worried about your system breaking, just take it out then.
What the?
No, they shouldn't. They just shouldn't have designed the system like that.
And they shouldn't have.
Exactly.
But if you're worried about your system breaking, take it out.
No,
and if you
I
don't,
just shut that fucking
fault.
Thing
it's not
off.
Even like they're making an
the
update
button.
Disc or like, you know, like an internet enhancement disc that that is necessary for the disc to spin
right.
while it's
well,
online.
I totally agree, but if you don't want your console to break, just take it out.
No.
Fucking bullshit. No, that's not the answer there.
Sure it is.
Can I say something real quick?
Just take it out. No.
Now.
Go ahead.
Now, there are going to be games that will run while the console is off, and that most likely is why the disc is spinning, because, like they said in, you know, before the Wii came out, they put up a scenario that developers can feed information to your game while you're gone, and then it would manipulate the actual game itself so that when you turn the console back on and play, that it would be waiting for you, theoretically.
So let me get this straight. Like, if you buy a game, they would, it's essentially upgrade patches or, like,
No. I hope not. And the reason why I'm actually saying no is because I don't think this system has enough internal memory to handle that.
No, it doesn't. Definitely not.
So I don't think that they will resort to that. And I'm, you know, I would hope. This is me being
optimistic. I wouldn't say patching.
Well,
I
also,
would say...
Yeah, also, not only that. I mean, like, if they have access to put stuff on your memory, let's say if the memory was big enough, if they have access to put stuff on your memory, what's to say they just can't take everything off your SD, you know, and, like, use that information for whatever. You know?
Well, because they actually don't do that. Actually, Al, I don't know what you're saying. I'm not familiar with exactly how that works. But all it's ever done is send me email.
Uh-huh.
That's all it's ever done is just send me a message that said, "Hey, there's an update available. Go get it now."
Right.
But it hasn't said, "We have updated your system for you." And you know that I wouldn't.
Yeah,
like either. I'm in the same boat as you guys. I wouldn't like that. I don't want it touching my console when I'm asleep, but if you want to send me messages, that's fine. That's just like someone sending you.
Now, what I'm referring to is actually something per game. So, for example, say you're playing, I just got to say Animal Crossing because that's like the first thing that can come to my mind.
Right, perfect.
Now,
example.
You do Animal Crossing and you turn your console off, then theoretically, you could probably leave your console in sleep mode while the game is running. As opposed to going back to the Wii menu, quitting the game, and everything like that. So, for example, you have the game running, you go into sleep mode. So it's in the yellow button, but the console is actually still playing the game, so your town still exists on the internet. People can go visit your town, your disc is spinning because it's manipulating data, and you're not there, or whatever. You go back, you press the power button, you're back in the game, and boom, this changes. Or, for example, if Nintendo wants to send out seasonal enhancements, like say for example it's Christmas time or something and they want to put real-time gifts into the game that are actually probably on the disc anyway, or at least some kind of raw code for it is on the disc, they can feed that information so that it's sitting there in the game's resident memory, not in your, you know, flash memory or anything like that, and that way
but then they don't need to spin the disc. They don't need to spin the disc to keep you in the game at all. They can take whatever data is being transmitted to the internet, hold that, and do the processing power on their end. There's no reason to keep spinning a disc.
Well, what if it...
Because your Wii isn't supposed to be doing anything at that point. It's just supposed to be your town is available for the internet. So you take your town, you upload it to the internet, and you have some process running there with access to game files to make changes. And then when you turn your Wii on again, it sends whatever updates there are. So that your game is immediately
updated.
Well,
what if they don't do that? What if they want to have it set so that you don't have to wait for your Wii to get the system information from the server? It's already sitting on your system.
Right. No, I'm saying I would prefer it that they don't spin my disc for 8 days while I go on a vacation sucking dick on a fucking...
Well, then maybe you shouldn't leave your Animal Crossing on for 8 days while you're sucking dick on a plane.
Look,
well, you know, what if I forget, damn it?
If you forget, then that's your MFing problem.
A huge invasion of my privacy.
Exactly.
So then make it more private and take the effing disc out.
Bullshit, they should fucking use on the internet to fucking do this.
I got visited by Nintendo yesterday. I'm not happy with this.
I can't even understand what you're saying.
I'll just cap this off with, you know, I basically agree with both arguments, but the thing is that you can turn it off.
Yeah, but they make it hard to turn it off. And they know
they're
doing it.
Settings, Wii Connect 24, off.
No. But
no. Settings, Wii Connect 24, off.
Off.
No.
That's all it is. You have no way to complain about it because you can just turn it off.
Okay, well that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
do it.
They're robbing me.
Here's the one thing is, like I said, like they don't really touch your system unless, like Al's saying, if there's a game in there. I don't like the fact that, you know, someone can touch anything that's on, But I do like the fact that they're not, so far they haven't shown me that, oh yeah, I'm just going to update your system for you. I don't like the fact that the disk spins. Like, it's never happened to me. That's the thing. It's never happened to me. So I don't know why you guys have it happening to you.
Well,
but I don't, let me finish. But I don't think it's good for you guys. I don't think that, you know, I think it's wrong. And, you know, I hope that there's some way that you guys can avoid that. And there is by turning it off. So like Tony said, he's doing the right reaction. He's going to go turn it off and not sit there. Well, you shouldn't have to. No, just turn it off then.
No, you shouldn't have to because you should be able to have Wii 24 run and not have the fucking disc spin.
Well, maybe that's a factor of having Wii Connect 24.
I don't want to have to take the fucking disc out.
Exactly.
I shouldn't have to. That's poor design. It's bad engineering.
It's a flaw in the system.
Stop it. Just fucking stop it.
Okay. So,
it shouldn't be about what I can do to get around the fucking problem. They designed the fucking system. They could have made it do whatever they wanted. They chose to make it do it fucking wrong.
So now deal with
it. They did it wrong. Yeah. And if you're gonna
I am dealing with it.
Ethan, if you're gonna be an asshole last week and fucking complain about me whining about the friend codes and saying just deal with it, then you fucking just deal with it. You take the disc out.
That's right.
I didn't say just deal with it. I didn't say just deal with it. First of all, somebody wrote in and said just move on, and I will move on.
No,
Ethan. No, that's totally different.
Yeah, that was because of the Wii name.
No, it
totally
isn't.
Different. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
It is. Because Wii name and friend code are different.
You dumb shit. You dumb shit. That was in regards to the Wii name, not the friend codes.
Yeah, whatever.
You get your shit straight.
The Wii is tearing us apart. We got to stick together.
It's all about Wii.
Listen, I'm just afraid that it's going to update one day, and I'm going to turn it on, and it's going to be a picture of, like, Reggie's nuts, and I don't want to see
that. That's going to be the ultra hack.
You're making me hurt like my daddy.
Is it in the bum?
No, that's Ethan's dad.
In your bum?
Your dads. Yeah, I'm...
Huh? In my bum? No. In Ethan's bum.
No,
in a closet.
It's Tony's
actually, wait,
bum.
Before we move on, I just remembered one other thing. I don't understand how you can't turn it off from your remote.
Because I don't know, it just doesn't work.
It just doesn't turn off.
It just won't go to red when you hit the power button on the remote.
But the thing is, when I hit the power button on the console, it doesn't go to red either.
You have to hold it in.
For how long?
I don't know, 5 seconds, 6 seconds.
It's like the PlayStation.
I've done that. It doesn't do that. I thought that was normal behavior.
There's long enough. There's some amount of time when you hold the power button and it goes to red.
Mm-hmm. That's a PlayStation.
No. It works just like PlayStation 2.
It works just like the PS2. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because then, so in effect, you're turning off Wii Connect 24 with the power button as well?
When you hold the power button and it goes to red, you're like literally turning the system off as opposed to going into standby, which is yellow, which is I can still connect to the internet and my processors can still run.
So he's saying that the remote doesn't have that feature.
Right.
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Correct.
So
yeah,
you've held in the button on the remote and it still doesn't do it?
Exactly. I've tried a bunch of different stuff with the Wiimote and it won't go to all the way off with any process on the Wiimote. You have to walk up to the console and hold the power button.
That's what I didn't get. I didn't even know that you could turn it to red without unplugging it.
Oh, okay.
We got totally hosed.
All right, so apparently Ethan has deemed this worthy of topicness, maybe because he's bored. But I've had a PC upgrading dilemma.
Yay.
That was such an enthusiastic
game.
Yay. But I was debating upgrading my PC, and the problems therein is that so many standards are changing that it's hard to kind of time the upgrade correctly. For one thing, the processor socket is changing, and they're phasing out the old one. For the other thing, there are two competing video card manufacturers with two different formats for dual card formats, so it's like kind of HDD and Blu-ray. Which one do I follow? Which one is going to succeed? Which one is going to flop? And there are like 27 zillion scenarios that I could find myself in. Like, upgrade the video card but leave the motherboard. Upgrade the motherboard but leave the video card. And there's another standard. There's the whole freaking video card slot, PCI Express versus AGP. Right now I'm still back in the Stone Age with AGP. And if I don't upgrade soon, I'm going to basically miss the type of motherboard that lets me use my same processor. So if I miss that, I'm going to have to buy a new processor, buy new memory, in addition to buying a new motherboard and a video card. So I'll be spending $400 extra on that.
Yeah, it's like getting a new machine.
Yeah, which I don't want to do. I just want to upgrade two things, the motherboard and the video card. And I guess the issue here is, you know, how, you know, do they alienate people with all the, well, I know they do, but you know, how far are they willing to go in terms of alienating people? I mean, they're already alienating people with Vista, who half the shit doesn't work on that operating system. There's no DirectX 10 stuff, and you know, hardly anyone can really take advantage of Vista now. And so not only on the software front is this being a problem, on the hardware front as well. It's like, oh, we're coming out with a new socket, blah, 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 next year that you can use, and we're going to phase out the old one. Can I use my my old processor on the new one?
Nope.
Nope. Nope.
but it cost me $200. Too bad. Upgrade. Can I use the same system memory? Nope. So it's like before they upgraded the processor socket, and that was fine. You could at least you could still use the same system memory. And this time around, you can't. It's this format called AM2, which I don't know too much about yet, which is an upgrade from Socket 939, which is what all of you guys use and what I use currently. Except for you.
Back in the Egyptian pyramid ages.
Socket A.
I still have an Athlon XP.
He's got the mighty hieroglyphic yeah. PC.
So it's
One other thing. There are a lot of complaints flying around about XP's requirement or need for RAM. Anybody read about this?
If you have less than, I think it's 1 gig at a minimum, right? Or 512 at a bare minimum.
Wait, you said XP, you mean I think, Vista?
No, Vista. Sorry, I'm sorry. Vista. Vista.
You should be.
Vista
should be.
Vista requires 1 gig, but users are complaining that 1 gig systems blow ass, and they need to pump it to 4 to get any kind of decent performance.
Seems overblown.
I did hear some rumblings on my job that Windows Vista itself takes up half a gig of RAM.
Jesus.
Well, that's. I guess that's why it requires a full gig in your system. I don't know.
Right. Right.
What kind of operating system is it? What is it doing? Is it doing dishes? Like Al? Why does it need a gig?
I don't fucking know.
I'm sure there's a reason for it. The question is it a good reason? And knowing Windows, it's probably not.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I mean, it's a very system-intensive thing, and I mean, it. There's something. Okay, there's a good side and a bad side. There's something to be said about a system that forces you to upgrade the hardware such that no one is in the Stone Age, but at the same time, there's something else to be said about a system that forces you to upgrade your hardware. Right. You know what I mean? It's like, it's one thing to have a game, okay? Because not everyone plays games. You can choose to play a game or you can choose not to. It's another thing to have an operating system that runs your machine, that runs your productivity at home, that, you know, for the non-discerning computer user who's not very, you know, literate, they have nothing else to rely on but Windows telling you you need this. And so now they're being told, not only do you need this new system, but you need to go out and spend 7,500 countries on this. And it's like, why? Well, because, but, okay. And then, you know, you're stuck $1 million down the hole with a new operating system that you're not familiar with when you're comfortable with the old one. And here's the thing. It's like Windows, maybe this is just my opinion and, like, other people have different experiences, but moving from Windows 98 to XP was a huge leap in terms of, like, stability and all that shit. And so now I'm on XP, and like, you know, and Ethan, I know for you, like, moving from 2000 to XP, like, the networking was all weird, but after you got through that initial hump, like, your experience, I'm assuming, has been very good.
Absolutely. I was really pleased with XP after 2000.
Now, compare that with, like, your lifetime of 98 versus your lifetime of XP.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Like, the amount of years that you spent using 98, your experience through those years versus the amount of years that you spent using XP and your experience through those years?
Wow. I probably spent about maybe the same on each.
In terms of good or bad.
Yeah, 98 was far worse. I mean, it was hard to find stuff. Drivers were very difficult to load. XP did a really good job about finding drivers for everything and automatically installing everything. The Windows Update stuff, by the time XP came out, made it way better than 98 ever was.
Right.
Even like shit like how advanced Control Panel got and Security Center and stuff in XP is so much better than 98.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to – it's way more stable.
Right.
XP's crashed probably, you know, between 5 and 10 times the entire time I've used the operating system. And I mean like a legitimate crash, like a blue screen or a reboot or something like that. Whereas 98, oh my God.
Listen, for my money, nothing was better than Emmy. God.
That was a winner.
Yeah, man. But I have not installed more versions of any other operating system than ME. It was like, you install ME 2 weeks later, there's something wrong with my computer. It doesn't want to start. I keep getting this blue screen that says it doesn't work.
That was such a nightmare. But, like, yeah, I liken it to kind of the jump from VHS to DVD, and then now it's the jump from DVD to Blu-ray. It's like, yeah, sure, Vista's going to look – it's going to work better, period, and it's going to be a better experience. But how much better for $400 for the ultimate version and $2,000 worth in hardware? How much better is it going to be?
Jesus.
I totally agree. And like the
unless you're ready now for the Vista. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. But the security stuff they keep saying is going to be so much better. And yet there's, you know, of course, already articles about holes in security in Vista. And that stuff is the stuff that you don't really see. So I think that might be the something that propels it to a different analogy between like VHS and DVD or DVD and Blu-ray. To something, to like DVD to something else.
It's like, you know what? The other thing is like that that Mac commercial, that Apple commercial that before the podcast, actually Tony just showed me. And it was basically, you know, the same Mac ads with the one guy on one side and the other guy on the other side. And the PC guy actually had like an FBI agent behind him. And every time the Mac guy tried to talk to him, the FBI agent was like, Mac is trying to say something to you. Accept or decline.
Will you accept? Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I accept. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, you are trying to send a message out to Mac. Accept or decline. I accept. And the Mac's, the Mac's going like, dude, what's going on? Who's this guy? And he's like, hey, he's my new security dude. I could make him go away, but then that would defeat the purpose. That's exaggerated as most of those obnoxious Mac commercials are. But this one is actually, you know, kind of true. I've read articles about how, like, quote, end quote, from Maximum PC, they said, one of the top 10 reasons not to buy XP, not to buy Vista, and I think there's reason number 7. Vista's kind of annoying. Verbatim, that's what they said. Like, it asks you for everything. And the thing is, like, while I'm like, you know, I do feel secure that they're blocking this stuff down, at the same time, it's just like, you know, Ethan was saying about the Wii Connect, why should we have to do it?
Yep.
You know, and maybe that's not Windows' fault because hackers like to target it, whatever, that's the case. And I've never used a Mac OS really for a long period of time, but like, you know, if rumor or if, you know, anecdotal evidence has to say anything about it, yeah, it's much easier to use. It's just like bloop, bloop.
Yeah, bloop. There was somebody that was talking about an interesting solution to that problem, because the problem they have with like an accept deny all the time situation is you want to be able to run remotely execute code when it's from a trusted provider or when it's safe. And you don't want to when it's spyware or some bullshit that you really don't want.
Right.
And then so they started talking about how really what Microsoft should have done is start charging money to apply for verification like they do for other stuff.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then some of the spammer companies, first of all, viruses wouldn't do it unless they paid for it. And then obviously during the inspection, Microsoft would find that, oh, you're a virus, we're not going to let you.
Right.
And then, yeah, et cetera. And then another person made up a point that, well, then they would just crack the verification part of it. But that kind of seems ridiculous to me, because you're not going to crack the verification piece that's on the OS unless you already have a virus on the OS.
Right.
So that seemed like a decent idea to me. I don't know why they're not doing stuff like that. That's how, like, you know, spam is getting solved.
Yeah.
If you, you know, you have either a return message that says you have to verify yourself, or you have messages where you pay for delivery on each message. And it's something small, but it's enough that a spammer is not going to pay the 1 cent per message. Whereas a company sending a message that really wants to make sure the message gets through will be happy paying a cent.
The whole thing about the, you know, allow or deny, like, also when you think about the base consumer,
yeah,
maybe they don't know what they're denying or allowing.
Oh, I can attest to that.
That's a great point. Yeah.
I can't get my internet. Well, that's because you blocked it with your firewall.
Or it's like SpyBot, right? When you turn on the resident, I don't remember what it's called, but the T-timer,
yeah,
or anything.
Do you want to block this? And you're like, what the hell is cfg.exe? What is this? I don't know.
Exactly.
Block it? No. Yes. No.
Well, also, you know, those messages aren't timed right. So anytime, basically, SpyBot has a setting where you can turn it on, and it'll ask you every time something wants to make a change to your registry, which is the place that really matters when you're talking about getting a virus or spyware.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you can prompt it to have accept or deny, which is what Windows basically just built in, is SpyBot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredibly annoying.
And if you take a user that doesn't know, just like you guys were saying, that doesn't really know a lot about computers, they're going to get this stuff while they're surfing the web. They're going to get it other times. And what they're going to wind up doing is not installing the thing that they want because they're going to keep saying deny, deny, deny if they worry about security. Right. And or turning the thing off and accepting everything and, you know, taking it up the ass when they go to the porn site.
Or they'll just cut off their internet access by denying the process that allows them to get on the internet.
Yeah, that's bad.
I think they'll call me. I think that there should be a requirement for Vista, if you're developing for Vista, to have like to have a layer that says, okay, this is what you're denying or accepting, a user-friendly message. It's standardized between every developer, and when it goes through QA and a message pops up saying you're allowing CFG.exe, then it has to be sent back to testing because they have to put the name of the process on there so that the user knows. You know, just kind of like any other standards, kind of like how with games for Windows they're having a standard like, oh, you have to put a little icon for the game. Do something like this.
I would agree.
Which is much more useful.
Because when people see, do you want to allow host process for Win32? They're like, what the fuck is that? And sometimes I say, what the fuck is that? But I know that it's just, you know, something in Windows that's running so that you can run a program.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
Thanks, guys.
Next. Next topic. Julian Ebrecht of Factor 5, who developed the insanely beautiful Rogue Leader for the GameCube on its launch, and it's still one of the best-looking Cube games today, says that developers are getting sloppy with Wii. And this is not a slight, this is not an insult to Nintendo, but rather the other developers themselves. And it's kind of been what I've been saying about how people really haven't been treating this piece of hardware, you know, nicely, really. Let me find. This is from IGN. Resident Evil 4 was a beautiful GameCube title. Rogue Squadron was doing... before I go on, actually, let me preface that Julian Ebrecht and Factor 5 are working exclusively on the PlayStation 3 for now. With this title called Lair. So they're PS3 developers now, but you know they had great familiarity with the GameCube Nintendo hardware. So Resident Evil 4 was a beautiful GameCube title. Rogue Squadron was doing things at launch that developers still haven't done on Wii. Why do you think that is? Are studios getting sloppy with Wii? And he says, yes, I'm so disappointed knowing exactly what the Wii can do, and I still think nobody knows it better than Wii. No pun intended. Ha 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 ha. I really have to say, boy, am I disappointed. They have all finally figured out 5 years into the hardware's lifecycle how to do at least basic shaders and a rim light, but that's what everyone does. But I still don't see enough bump and normal mapping. I don't either. If any, I still don't see any post effects, although you would have insane fill rates with the Wii. I don't see any of that. I was digging out Rebel Strike the other day, and I was looking at it. And we had some people who were visiting ask, why isn't anyone else doing this on Wii? And I'm at a loss. I really am. So for anyone who's talking about the Wii as a weak piece of hardware, it can't do shit, I mean, there's your answer. It can do stuff. This is from the guy who was pulling out some of the best graphics at launch on the GameCube, which is a generation behind this, which is half the speed of this console. The other thing is that, yes, developers are getting really sloppy. Have you seen Red Steel?
Hey, what do you think you're doing here? I'm going to teach you to respect private property.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Real sloppy.
Monkey ball.
Oh, yeah.
Monkey ball golf.
Yeah. Monkey ball golf.
Monkey ball golf.
Oh, dear God.
Monkey ball golf. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It does suck.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Al, thoughts? Since you wanted to bring this up.
You know...
Dust off your brain a little.
No. I know what I'm going to say.
Sigh.
I'm just trying to say it in a very nice way. That developers need to get their shit together. Because they do all this shit and they whoop everybody's ass with certain games. And then they look at the GameCube and they're like, oh, we'll just put our F team on it. And
right.
I think it's, you know, not right. I think that if people... Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, obviously it's all a business marketing thing because, you know, at any time, if it was profitable, a developer would put all of their efforts and make something exclusively for the GameCube that used all of its hardware and that used all of the benefits and pulled strings and all this other stuff. But I think that people just don't do it from a business standpoint. And it might change because the Wii is selling like hotcakes and, you know, it's it might wind up having that market share where people are going to start concentrating efforts and making exclusive material. And then you might actually wind up seeing stuff where people aren't just saying, oh, this doesn't work. Oh, fuck it. Nobody's going to buy it.
Right. I don't know how much exclusive material you're going to see anymore, mm-hmm. only because of the way that the market is heading towards. Like, it's really hard to make money now, and you, like, just the exact reason why Capcom put Dead Rising on the Xbox 360, and they were like, oh, we got to put it on PS3 too. And Ninja Gaiden was like, oh, Tomonobu Itagaki's like, oh, I love Xbox, and then, well, we got to put it on PS3 too. And then Resident Evil 4 is supposed to be a Cube exclusive title. Oh, we got to put it on PS2. So, I mean, no matter where you go, you're going to have non-exclusivity. But the question is, which one is going to get the most attention?
Well, that's what I'm referring to.
And I think that as much as because it's unique, it should get equal amount of attention than the other ones do. Mm-hmm. I think it's really easy for developers to say, well, the PS2 still has the most market share right here and right now. So let's build this one, and then let's port it over to PSP, and then let's port it over to Wii, because we're going to make a lot of money on this version, and they'll just be happy to be able to swing the remote and hit someone with a baseball bat in Godfather, and let's just do it sloppy, and let's just get it out of the door.
That's the problem. That's the biggest problem. Instead of treating it as a hardware with potential for graphics and for amazement and handle usage,
it's a cash cow.
They're treating it as a gimmick.
And a cash cow.
They're treating it as a total gimmick. You know, for instance, Red Steel, I don't know if you agree with me, Austin, but to me, I just saw it as a gimmick game even before I played
No,
it.
Not at all. But the sword fighting is poorly done. If it was done right, it would have been fine. But like, in terms of the shooting, that's not a gimmick. To me, that's a standard that should be adopted and has been adopted by things like Call of Duty. I mean, you saw that. It looked good.
Duty.
Yeah.
You know, like, the gimmick, I think the gimmick portion came in when they said, oh, you'll be able to swing your remote to swing a sword, and it ended up being predetermined slashes. It wasn't mimicking your motions.
Right.
It was
a
slash.
Right.
Now, that, yes, I do agree. That was gimmicky. I changed my... you're right. The other thing, though, is that I truly believe that they wanted this to be a good exclusive title. They just rushed it. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't just say... They didn't put it on PS2 and say, hey, let's just stick it on Wii as well. Like, they said from the ground up, we're going to be the first title to be revealed in Game Informer magazine. We're going to have all the hype. We're going to be Ubisoft, the great, you know, developer for Wii titles for the third parties. And then they just dropped the ball. They just did a poor job. I don't think they really gave it the sloppy seconds treatment, so to speak.
They gave it the sloppy first.
Yeah, basically. Should we move on to questions, or does Ethan or...
Questions!
No,
I love questions.
Okay. One question that I forgot to ask from last week, and this is kind of weird, from Dirk13. Do you miss Star Trek? I was never hugely into Star Trek, but seriously, I think I miss it now. Not that it was all that great near the end once UPN got its hands on it, from what I've seen. Anyhow, I wish they'd bring it back.
Geek! Sorry.
I'll leave him alone. Be nice to him.
Wait a minute.
We're all geeks. Get used to it.
I have one question.
That's not a game.
What does this
question,
have to do with games?
No, I just... Whatever. He's asking a question.
I thought the Star Trek PC games were pretty good, although they were kind of hard.
Me too.
Actually, for the most part, I played a lot of crappy Star Trek video games.
Like, did you ever play Bridge Commander?
No.
No, I don't play.
Oh, that was a good one.
I played the RPG.
I wasn't even a... Oh, okay.
Or the adventure games, I should say.
Yeah.
I wasn't even
but
a Star
they have,
Trek...
Like, they have the new ones coming out. You know, the... What was it called? I don't know. It's something where you could play, like, with, like, 39,000 ships. It's just, like, every single ship that they ever...
It's like
on that
Star
show,
Trek Armada,
like,
something like that.
I'm not sure, but it's very reminiscent to Armada.
Oh, no,
so
they had a game.
I would be interested
like
in getting that.
A Star Trek game that was
named like
Armada. Not like
no,
it.
But the one I'm talking about. Yeah, the one I'm talking about is reminiscent of Armada.
Okay,
that's what
cool.
I'm saying. And you know, I would be interested in giving that a play or two. But to answer the guy's question, no, I don't miss Star Trek. I don't miss it. I've never missed it. I miss Jerry Ryan.
You never missed it? It means you watch it all the time. Ha!
No, never missed it. Ha! Yeah, she was one sexy Borg chick.
Awesome, she was.
Oh, yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put a tunnel
just like
down that tunnel.
The one thing that I hated about the whole Star Trek series is because the aliens, no matter what they were, Why'd they look like humans?
Budget.
Except with, like, metal shit on their head. Or, you know, a bumpy forehead.
Budget.
Or like, you know, they had the same amount of fingers.
Because of budget.
They just had different colored faces.
Yeah. Or they were green.
You think it's because of the budget? Ethan,
fuck your budget.
Because
of
budget, budget, budget.
They got a lot of
money to do shit. No, dude, they did not.
Budget, budget, budget.
Next
question.
Next question.
Next question.
Next
we
question.
Got a question from the happiest cloud. Yes, it's me, Happy Cloud. I understand that it seems to be a physical impossibility for you to say my name normally. Wolf Nude, I just said it normally just now. So if it helps, you can find an alternative. This is for you, Al. If it helps, you can find an alternative name for me. I'm not as picky as to which. You can call me Crap in a Box if you really want, so not as you say it with respect, damn it.
Please don't give us ideas.
So, Crap in a Box, here's your question.
Oh, I got a better one. What's this question?
By the way, I love the podcast despite your incessant need to disrespect such a sweet and creative name as Crap in a Box. Wait, I meant Happy Cloud, I'm sorry.
Happy Cloud, you're the best.
good sport. Anyway, I'd like to know what has been your biggest gaming disappointment. This pretty much speaks for itself, and I'm talking about things like upsetting delays or games that didn't live up to your high expectations.
That's a good question.
Wow, shit.
Bad name, but good question.
Should have thought of that.
Oh, leave him alone about his name. It's fine.
No, I mean, like, is he Indian? I mean, like, is he on a reservation?
No.
Dances with Happy Cloud.
All right, come
no,
on.
No, I'm sorry. I won't shit on his name anymore. There's a lot. I mean, I can't specifically name one game.
Tony's disappointed on a daily basis.
Huge disappointment. I like, okay, what game? There's so many. There's just so many. Like,
pick one, buddy.
Right, I'll let somebody else go. I gotta think about it.
It doesn't have to be a game necessarily. It could just be like he said, like a delay, or you know something else having
to do with it. I guess the biggest one that they kept on delaying, when it finally came out, it was really, really a big letdown. Silent Hill 2.
Oh. Really?
Oh.
Yeah, dude, you remember that game.
Yeah, but I mean,
it wasn't as good as Silent Hill 1.
No, not nearly, but I still remember enjoying myself playing it, but maybe, I don't know.
The only thing that I enjoyed was the secret ending with the dog. That was amazing. That was just absolutely
you know what, it
incredible.
Was let down, especially without that music. Oh, what about Empire Earth 2, dude? Tony.
Yeah?
Empire Earth 2.
You guys don't like Empire Earth 2?
Empire Earth 2. Yes, huge, huge disappointment. Big disappointment. Don't like it. Hardly ever played it. Don't think I will. Yeah, I'm very disappointed. I'm even more disappointed that we played that, like, maybe 2 times online. So you keep on having me buy these fucking games, Ethan. And we hardly ever play online.
You know what?
I'm very disappointed about that, Ethan.
Listen, it's not
Sewer
my
Shark.
Fault you're
poor. Sewer Shark was awesome.
We talked about this last time, but Rainbow Six Lockdown was a huge fucking disappointment.
Yeah, yeah, for a lot of people, I
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is there anything else we should have moved on?
Oh, huge big, huge, gigantic, just fucking, good.
Al, why
Final
do you sound
Fantasy
like Tony 10. All of a sudden?
Final Fantasy X. God damn it. Oh,
okay.
Huge disappointment.
Don't get your vagina, Sandy. Come on, let's move on. Al?
It is Sandy.
I was going to say that, I was highly disappointed with Final Fantasy VIII. I got it the day before it was released, and I don't believe I've still passed the first disc yet. Yeah, I'm totally disappointed with that game.
Well, I've pretty much beaten the game, and I still hate it too. So I'm with you there.
Yeah, I can't.
Guess what? Final Fantasy X came on one disc, and I still didn't pass it.
Yeah, I'm also disappointed with Final Fantasy X, but not as much as Final Fantasy VIII because I think I'm halfway through X. I really tried to give it a chance, but 8,
gameplay in 10 is actually good.
I hear a lot of people disappointed with 10, too, so,
piece of shit.
Yeah, I you played 10, too, right?
Me? Or Tony?
You're kidding, right?
10, part 2?
X2? I thought that was actually way better than 10. And everybody's
really?
Like, oh,
okay.
You're a fag because you like to watch girls dress up. And, yeah, well,
That does sound like a fag thing to me?
Well, yeah,
anyway,
listen, I would rather dress up girls than to watch a stupid, shitty fucking cutscene that I can't pass on a game three times in a row. Okay? But
I'm Titus. What's your name?
Motherfucker. Yeah, it's a poor
I play Blitzball.
Hey, Titus.
What's your name?
I don't think I'm Hawaiian, but I talk like a Hawaiian, eh? Eh? And a Canadian, eh? The fuck? What are you kidding me? What kind of bullshit acting is this?
Well, I just want to summarize for Crappy Cloud that Final Fantasy VIII.
Dude!
Oh, so... man. God damn
I did
it.
Not endorse this, we're... by the way, Cloud, but you can...
I had to charge
losing
that.
Losing listeners.
I charged that one up so bad. I was waiting for the right opportunity to say it. Because you wanted me to give you a different name, so I did.
Is that what he named
Final Fantasy
VIII
was more disappointed.
No. Ha, ha, ha.
Moving on. Al?
I have a very huge gaming disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
It was the time that I tried to solder a mod chip into my Saturn and
oh, God.
I destroyed it.
Oh, God.
That is that has to be one of the biggest gaming disappointments
biggest
I've ever had.
Disappointment ever.
Not necessarily illegal. You could, you
it, well, it wasn't
Japanese
illegal.
Games.
It was just so that I
Japanese
could play
games.
My Japanese game.
So it's not illegal. Game that says only to be distributed in Japan and played in Japan, you played it here with a mod chip. That's not illegal.
Well, now I have a Japanese Saturn.
I'm knocking you out, pal. That's it.
I think my biggest disappointment actually was the death of the Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Poor Dreamcast.
Mm. Yeah, that's disappointing.
I mean... I could say numerous things like Super Mario Sunshine was a piece of shit, Star Fox Adventures is a piece of shit, Zelda is a great game but it's been delayed far too long, the N64's entire lifespan was disappointing even though I liked many games on it, like it was still disappointing, but nothing takes the cake more than like the Dreamcast having two great years and then gone, you know, just totally gone, like that was huge. And this is funny because that's the system that turned me like from a Sega hater into like a believer, and it just died. And I'm
it
just
really
like,
was a beautiful system. I mean, just aside from the battery issue, which we later find out, you know.
Beep.
Yeah. No, not the battery issue for those cheap ass memory cards. We're talking about the battery issue with the system itself.
On a console.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, what a great system. A lot of fantastic memories on it.
You know, they stopped manufacturing GD-ROMs over in Japan. They were still manufacturing the discs, but they've ceased all manufacture, so, like, it's totally dead now. Totally, completely
shame.
Dead.
My so. Dreamcast.
Ah, that's a shame. I hate that name, too, by the way.
But
the name Dreamcast, I just hate it. It is. Here's a question from Edu Buccaneer, your friend, Ethan.
Buccaneer.
Hey, Austin, Tony, Al, and E-T-H-A-N. I hope Tony's back today, since he is one of the funniest podcasters around, no doubt. If he is, I hope he's feeling better. Thank you.
Now I hate him more.
First, I'd like to thank you all for the warm comments and the answer to my burning question, especially E-T-H-A-N. Just to clear things out, Paulistas are the people born in the state of Sao Paulo, and Paulistanos are the ones born in the city of Sao Paulo, so I'm both. As to what you talked about in the last show, I agree about the ownership of media spans to cartons and CDs to the extent that it can't be distributed or rented without a license. But I think it's kind of crazy with virtual purchases, since you can't have the cart of the game in your possession, so why the heck put a remark like that in the guidelines? Yeah, it's kind of weird. In this subject, how does Xbox Live Arcade work around this issue? What are the guidelines with that, since it works in a similar way? Or not, I don't under 360. I don't think it works in a similar way, because you can't take your game to someone else's house. Either that, or because when you take your hard drive to someone else's house, you can sign into your own Xbox Live account and play it. So I think that's how it works. He also asks... Also, do you guys think that Nintendo will make demos downloadable to Wii? Maybe make the Wii a hub for DS demos, too? That would help a lot. They should do that.
It's possible.
I don't know if they will, because they're still very fledgling in online, and I don't know if they, you know, kind of get it. But, like, if by all rights, they would have made something like you can download The Legend of Zelda on your NES and play it for about 30 minutes as a demo. And then they it's a time demo when it stops and it says, if you enjoyed this, please purchase it. You know, they haven't done that.
Xbox does demos, yes.
Xbox does demos. It's just like PC demos where they give you, like, the first level of something and that's it.
Yep.
Since they can't really split up the old classic Nintendo games like that, or, like, they probably wouldn't want to spend the time for it, at least, like I said, they make it timed. Like, half an hour with the game, do you like it? Buy it. Or if it's...
That's a nice message.
That sounds like...
Buy. Who's got the hiccups?
Me. That was just one hiccup. Unless you have anything else to say, I'll move on to his last question.
Last question.
Go ahead.
Okay. Last but not least, I'd like to hear from you guys, your guys' takes on portable systems. I own a DS, but I'm really looking into getting a PSP for portable ops.
Oh,
just
on.
That. No. Is there anything else worth playing on that thing? I know Tony's going to say no. Maybe MGS Portable Ops would be made into a PS2 like a GTA game. Thanks for that.
I have two games.
Save your money.
I got Castlevania X coming out.
Oh, yeah. Rondo of Blood. Must
Final
have.
Fantasy Tactics coming out.
Yes.
Other than that, save money.
Well, I'll say Final Fantasy Tactics, Castlevania Rondo of Blood, which has never been released in Western shores. It's a beautiful game.
Uh-huh.
Metal Gear Solid, if you're into that sort of thing. I'm not. I like Mega Man Powered Up. I like old 2D shooters, and I like that PSP is bringing back old 2D shooters because that's what I think it needs.
I think that's the limit of its power. Sometimes I really do. I mean,
for me, it's about the games, and if it's there, it's there. I'll take it.
No, I totally understand. It's just that when it comes to the PSP, it's like I don't know. The developers have a brain cramp. They like churn out so much shit.
You know what it is? It's like they try to make a lot of 3D games, and the camera stick is not there, and it's kind of hard to manage. But that if you like portable ops, you also might like the action in Siphon Filter. I heard it got good reviews. I was actually looking into getting that for a second before I realized there was no camera stick.
Right.
Valkyrie Profile. That's a great game.
If
you're a hardcore RPG player and like you're prepared for difficulty, that's a great game. It's also rare. It sells for like $100 zillion on eBay, like for the PlayStation 1 version, so you might as well get the PSP version.
Damn, I should sell one.
Final Fantasy 1 and 2. Final Fantasy
Every time
1
I hear that. Sorry.
Final Fantasy 1 and 2 are being remade for the PSP as well as like as they were in the GBA, but they're being more the visuals are being more remade.
Okay.
I haven't seen them, but I heard it looks pretty good.
I've seen them. They look okay.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't want okay shit.
Gradius Collections. Gradius,
oh, yeah.
That is a fucking good buy.
I'll get that. Except if it emulates the slowdown and lag from the previous.
That'd be funny.
Wouldn't that suck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's it from him. Thanks for the answers from last time, especially ETHAN's feedback. Yeah. Next question, and we got to move it along because Al has to go to work. Insert witty title here from Slunks. Question, have you guys ever considered becoming a profitable website? I imagine so, but do you guys think you will choose to in the future? Perhaps a bigger staff as well. Sorry if it's not exactly the question you want to be answering in public. I have no issues with answering this.
We have no intention of becoming profitable. We like being poor.
I'll tell you this. When Al and I...
Tony's used to it.
When Al and I started this... along with Womack, who's fucking gone. I don't know where the fuck he is, so he's at the bottom of the staff list now. But we started this, kind of out of fun, as a hobby.
Yeah.
Because we had things to say that we didn't feel were being said. We didn't like the way that people reviewed stuff.
True.
Which is kind of funny because when I started reviewing, I was a terrible reviewer. Terrible. Like,
this game's awesome.
Terrible.
No, not like that. Just
I love this game. It's good.
But, like, and we also just didn't like the ads that were popping up. We thought it was stupid that GameSpot and IGN started charging for their content. And I don't know about you, Al, but I'll tell you this, like, as we got older and as we saw the way that the web works, like, really, it made sense for them to do that because... It costs money to do this type of thing. And, if you provide a service to somebody, it's going to cost you money. And if you don't get payment for it, it's going to go away.
Oh, yeah.
Capitalism.
So for someone like GameSpot, yeah, it makes perfect sense. So while at first me and Al were like, I was just like, oh, it's stupid. Now it makes sense for them to do it. Mm-hmm. For this site, I don't know. This is not something that we do full time. This is not something that, I do full time, even though I try to make it as much as possible.
He's lying, and therefore,
as a result, like we can't provide you guys the content consistently updated like a GameSpot and like an IGN. We can't you look at our news section. Our last news story is when the news channel launched on Wii. That was like on the 22nd or the 29th or something like that.
Yeah, almost a month ago.
It was almost like four weeks ago. So like we don't have the manpower to consistently update. And that would answer your question. Yes, we would like a bigger staff, but no, we can't pay the staff. And because I don't do this 24/7 and can't do this 24/7, we don't have the tools to allow the staff to work efficiently. Everything has to come through me.
as a result of all of this, we can't become a profitable website, because I wouldn't feel right about taking someone's money when we can't update regularly, when we can't do all this regularly. So right now, this is all out of pocket. Like, I'm paying for the whole thing. Have I considered becoming profitable? Yes. I've considered putting ads on the site from places like Licksang, which is now dead, or PlayAsia or something like that, just to get a little bit revenue so that I won't have to keep on paying for the web server out of my own pocket. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I don't know how you guys would feel about that. And given that I'd basically having ads on a site that doesn't update itself regularly, I don't know. And finally, you know, you might say, well, if you do this full time, you could be profitable. I can't do this full time. You know,
it ain't happening.
It would require, you know, me and Al to basically give up our current career paths, which is what supports us, which is what allows us to do this in the first place.
I advise Al should. He's not happy with his job.
Yeah, but I can't be living in a warehouse just to achieve my dream.
Right, I'm the same. Boat. I'm not happy with my job, but you know, again, I can't live in a warehouse either. So,
right.
You know, I think this is, right now, as it stands, this is the best of both worlds. You know, I get to do this as much as I can. At the same time, like, I'm not living off of this. Mm-hmm. So maybe sometime in 10 years, when I'm really rich and I have the time to spare, and I become a freelance journalist, sure, I could do this. But right now, there are no plans to become profitable. I could start asking for donations. Maybe we should start doing that. Thanks, Slunks. Anyone?
Maybe you can be our first donator.
Yeah, Slunks, donate.
We're trying to raise $100,000 in 100,000 years. Can you contribute? That is our goal today. Jerry Lewis will be on next morning.
Jameson V asks, hello, once again, some questions. What is the best first-person shooter you have played to date? How does that title stack up to the last great one before it?
Oh my Quake God. 1.
Metroid My Prime.
Favorite. Doom 1.
Shit, I will have to say, the only reason why I would not say Metroid Prime is because I personally don't consider it a first-person shooter as much as I do a first-person adventure, but if we were talking about that, then yes, I would agree with Tony Prime. Outside of that, and it's hard because I've rarely finished to completion any first-person shooters except for maybe Unreal, I would have to say either the original Unreal Tournament, mm-hmm. the original Unreal,
okay.
Half-Life 2, or Deus Ex, if you consider it a first-person shooter. I kind of consider it a first-person RPG, so I don't necessarily consider that, but if we're talking about that, but mm-hmm. if we're not, then either Half-Life 2, Unreal Tournament, or Unreal. That's what I said. And Doom...
What about Battlefield 2? Does that...
Sure. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Shooter. Absolutely.
Yeah, that would definitely...
I think about, Doom...
How about Command & Conquer Renegades?
That is one, but I don't know how
it's
good
a first-person RTS shooter.
That game blew!
I am Mario Brothers.
I definitely have to give honorable mention to Doom, because while Wolfenstein 3D was the first first-person shooter that I ever played, mm-hmm. Doom really just set the standard. It was incredible, and I hate Doom 3 because Doom is so much better than it. Mm-hmm. I don't hate Doom 3.
Doom is still good if you play it now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially
totally
if you play it on Doomsday.
Yeah, yeah, just don't play Doom 64.
I own that.
Or Doom Jaguar.
Unfortunately. Or don't play Hexen. The Doom Jaguar. Holy shit.
Oh.
Doom 32X.
Oh.
Actually, that'll probably be better than the Doom Jaguar version.
Doom 64 is actually halfway decent, I will actually say. And that's not saying much, but it's decent. It's not...
Doom Saturn.
Oh. What is the best video
Doom
game?
Doom PlayStation.
What is the best video game to film
actually,
adaptation
Doom PlayStation
you have
was
seen?
Really good. Sorry, yeah? Sorry, Austin. Yeah, it was.
What
the lighting and everything was just fantastic. Sorry, Austin.
Really?
And it was just like the lighting was awesome. It just they totally revamped the whole lighting system on
Doom
it.
GBA.
It really,
Doom Game Boy Advance.
No.
Oh my God, Doom GBA.
It was before I go on. It was actually impressive considering what they could do for the system, but still,
right.
No. next. What is the best video game to film adaptation you have seen? And I think we probably will agree with this somewhat. For the record, I'd like to say that in terms of visual and character presentation, Silent Hill is the best of the lot. What do you guys think?
I agree.
Yeah. I it's agree as well.
Oh, Street video Fighter game to film?
Yes.
Yeah. Street Fighter the movie. Yeah.
Oh!
Doom! Doom!
Oh, man.
I love The Rock.
Yeah,
I don't really watch video game to movies. Like, I had to sit through the first Resident Evil, and I refused to see the rest of them. I didn't like it. I didn't see Silent Hill because I'm just not into that stuff. You know, the whole Silent Hill thing. really spooked me out.
Right. Right.
Super Mario Brothers sucked.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Doom, I didn't really see. I'm trying to think anything else. I have no idea. Ugh, yeah. Blood Rain.
Yeah, to reiterate, yeah, anything Yuvie Boll makes, creates, anything he touches turns to shit.
He is a piece of shit. He's a crappy clown.
Let me tell you something. For my money, nothing is worse than Alone in the Dark, because it was true to its game senses in that you had no idea what the fuck you were watching.
What was going on?
It was a Solaris of video game movies.
Just like in the game. You had no idea. By the way, yeah, Alone in the Dark on Saturn, probably one of the best games ever.
Oh, right, the new one? The new beginning?
No, just the, or, the original. The Saturn version. Yeah, the original.
Because I don't think that they had the original Alone in the Dark on the Saturn.
Yeah, they did.
Because the original Alone in the Dark came out way before the Saturn.
Yeah, it came out on computer, and that was one of the problems for the Saturn. It had no keyboard interface, so you had to do everything through the handle, which was cumbersome.
Yeah. But probably not as cumbersome as moving with that damn keyboard.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's see, next question and the last one. From Riven. Awesome. This is awesome. I don't really have a good question this week, so instead I subject to you. Pirates or ninjas?
Ninjas.
Ninjas, dude.
Everybody's going to say ninjas. Way.
What the fuck wants a pirate?
I'll say fucking pirates then.
Cake. I like cake. In the question
apples.
Of pirates, in the question of pirates versus ninjas, I think cake is better than death. So I'll take cake.
Cake or death? Cake, please. Very well. Give him cake.
I'll take ninjas. Pirates are badass. Ninjas can disappear.
Listen.
Ninjas flip, man.
Ninjas have flip, throwing dude. Stars. What are you gonna do?
You
throw
cannot
a
see
on your
a ninja and
as a pirate.
And this is something that me and Rob have noticed through the years, that you can never see a ninja anywhere on TV without seeing them flip. And Rob always says that it's a racist stereotype against ninjas, because ninjas don't always flip.
Yeah, because ninjas are a race. Awesome. Ninjas are a race.
Well, a stereotypical comment that people are being stereotypical
against
ninjas. That's
racist, son. I take offense upon all ninjas.
No. For this question, you guys, everybody go to www.realultimatepower.com.
Yes, I know that guy.
Robert Hamburger, right?
If you want to know about ninjas, www.realultimatepower.net. Shit, sorry.
Oh, thanks. Fuck. Thanks for bringing me to a domain that doesn't exist. Now I got to clear my
.net. I see vagina.
The .com is the ninja site. You can't see it.
Okay.
.net, okay, realultimatepower.net.
Oh, the ninja page, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah,
it all comes down to whether you want to play Ninja Gaiden or Cutthroat Island.
Ah,
I'd pick Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, so would
Cutthroat
I.
Island.
Oh, Monkey Island.
Blue.
That's Monkey Island.
What more to say? Any pirate game pretty much kind of blows.
Well, there's Soul Blade with Cervantes, but then it has both pirate and ninja. Cervantes is awesome!
Cervantes blows!
No, there were a couple...
Kick your ass with Cervantes.
The guy with the bow, I'll kick your ass with him.
The guy with the bow, you mean Link?
No! Not the bow and arrow, you...
Killick?
The bow staff, Killick.
Not Killick. Huh?
But because they have... Well, they have Cervantes, and they also have Taki, so that's a wash. Let's see. Street Fighter...
Sid Meier's
Street
Pirates.
Street Fighter 3 has ninja, no pirate.
Uh-huh.
But World Hero... Sid World Meier's Heroes
pirates.
Has
World
pirates.
World Heroes had a suck-ass pirate. What was his name?
I was throw shit at you. I don't know. Captain Sharky? Snipper?
What was this?
Captain Sharky? I don't know.
Chucky.
Ooh, what about Caribbean
Chucky
Cruise Builder?
Pirate.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ninjas of the Caribbean.
Ninjas what of a Caribbean. Badass pirate named Chucky.
Chucky?
Star Trek Starfleet Command Orion Pirates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we buried it.
Alfred has got to go while we continue speaking about pirates. So, Alfred, have a good day at work. Okay, so...
Tom.
So he's gone.
Tom from Samurai Showdown, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Tam. Tamu.
Tom.
Yeah. Dude, go to work.
Go handle your customers.
Okay, so guys, while Al is getting ready to leave, I'm looking at the World Heroes 2 game.
Yeah.
World Heroes 2 page is a fighting game from Neo Geo. There's a character named Johnny Maximum. No, it's not.
John.
Wait, wait, it's better. He's not a pirate. He's a football player.
Did the same thing.
He's a football player. Oh my goodness. And then okay, here the pirate is his name is Captain Kidd with
Captain
2 D's.
Captain Cake?
Captain Kidd.
Oh, Captain Kidd. I thought it was Captain Cake. Hello?
Yes.
Captain Cake.
Captain Kidd. But then again World Kidd Heroes had some of the worst character designs, like.
Oh yeah. I mean, look at Dragon. Who is he supposed to be?
Dude, are you looking at this Captain Kidd image and his abdomen? It's like his ribs are outside his stomach or something. Something wrong with him.
Dude, it's between that and then Johnny Maximum. Oh, here's a flamer. This TIE fighter. Dude, World Heroes, worst character design ever. No contest. Second, the only thing that would come close to it is the Duck King.
Oh, my
no,
God.
Duck Champions. King. Eternal Champions. Remember, there was a pirate in there.
Yeah, but not as bad. Well, ooh, let's see. Eternal Champions.
And
let's
also
see.
Look up Marvel Capcom 2. They have Blackheart. Or, not
yeah,
Blackheart,
yeah, yeah.
That girl.
Ruby Heart. Ruby
yeah,
Heart.
Ruby Heart. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
it's
pirate.
Do I want to take her or do I want to take
But then you got
Strider?
Then you got Psylocke, who's a ninja.
Yeah, or Strider.
Or Strider. Good point. Where is this pirate from
this
Eternal
is
Champions?
Like, absurdly gay.
Look up Eternal Champions CD. That was for
oh,
the
it's on the
CD
game. Well, here's a challenge for the rest of you. Since you obviously weren't up to find a new name for Upper Decking your Wii from Ethan, find the best or most powerful in your memory pirate or ninja, and submit them for competition, ooh, and we'll vote on who wins.
Oh, how about that?
That's good.
Pirate versus ninja fight.
Dude, the ninja's always going to win.
Exactly. That is the beauty of it.
That's not fair.
It's so fair.
No, we have to level it off by, like, having the ninja have...
No! No leveling!
No. We'll put the ninja on
no
a...
No leveling!
Yeah, it's like the fight's on a pirate ship, and the parrot gets to help.
You know what? This reminds me...
Stop stealing my jokes.
This reminds me of a very introspective conversation... debate that we had for about 6 weeks at my first project on my job, mm-hmm, with my coworkers. Who would win in a fight, a gorilla or a buffalo?
You really had a fucking discussion about this?
Oh my
we
God,
had a discussion
are you
about this. I'm going to see if I still have the emails. I probably don't. But then one of our guys who was convinced that like the buffalo would win the fight or something like
How did that happen?
Emailed like the San Francisco Zoo to ask the zookeeper and they didn't answer him and so he was pissed.
Dude, the gorilla would totally win that fight.
Opposable thumbs.
Yeah. Opposable thumbs, and he's way smarter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, a buffalo?
What's it going to do? Take, spit cud out of one of its stomachs?
The only thing the buffalo might be able to do is just take a beating
until the gorilla
tires out.
No, thank you. I know that now.
He'll the buffalo. Okay, I've never heard of a gorilla burger, but I have heard of a bison burger. Or as they call it, what do they call it?
Bison burger.
No. What do they call that kind of beef? You see it everywhere.
Gamey?
Oh, no.
Beef. No.
Yeah, they have it at Burger King.
Yeah.
Angus.
Yeah. What is it? Angus.
Angus
McFadden.
That's another
word for buffalo.
Listen,
buffalo
point,
lost already.
What
because
the fuck
we
does that have to do
him
with who would win in a fight just because one of them has a
because
burger?
Because we could eat the buffalo.
We can eat the monkey
nobody
as well.
Nobody eats the gorilla. They chop off his head and sell it on eBay.
We eat pirates. We don't eat ninjas.
Learn about we eat monkey brain.
What?
Gorilla brain.
What about it? No, that's
Indiana
no, we,
Jones.
We, no, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no,
right,
no,
son.
Smaller
Indiana
primate
Jones
brains.
What?
Smaller primates.
Yeah, but you figure the gorilla's just more brain for your buck.
Here's another question for y'all. Would you rather eat a pirate or a ninja?
Oh, that's a good one.
I think the ninja would have tougher meat.
Yeah, the ninja be bad. The pirate be way better, dude.
The pirate would have sea salt.
His meat would be cured already. How about
that?
No,
but the pirate would be way better marbled.
I think you might get drunk eating the pirate.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
Exactly.
Like, so
a lot of liquor.
Infused with liquor, yeah, marinated.
Yo-ho and a bottle of bum.
Yeah, but whose blood would you rather drink? A pirate's blood or a ninja's blood? Because check it out.
A chicken ninja's blood, because I'll inherit all his invisible powers.
Well, exactly. There's probably like some magic effect on the ninja, but you could get completely wasted on pirate's blood.
We've been waiting for you, Miss O'Neill.
The only thing I'm going to inherit from a pirate is walking a plank. That's as soon as I drink his blood, I'm like, oh, you're
actually, you know what? Right there, too, because if the pirate wins the fight and then he has the ninja...
You get me powers,
dude, if the pirate has the ninja walk the plank, the ninja's just going to be like, do some super jump and then double flip the plank itself into the pirate's head and kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. Oh, so... Yeah,
and then flip.
Here's a good question.
Flip again, right?
Here's a good question. Okay, here it is. Who would you take? Jabba the Hutt or Luke Skywalker?
Ham.
What?
Jabba the Hutt was a pirate.
Oh, yeah, but Luke Skywalker wasn't. I guess he's kind of like a ninja. Yeah, that's not a bad one.
That's a great point.
Jabba the Hutt wasn't really a good representative pirate.
No, he wasn't, and he couldn't talk straight. You
know, Jabba the Hutt.
Putiti kaka.
Jabba the Hutt got to rape Princess Leia, though. That's pretty cool. That gives
with what? His tail?
I don't know, but I mean, I assume he can put something in there.
Oh, man. You know that little creature that was hanging out with Jabba was getting some play?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
That guy was a ninja, totally. That guy was totally a ninja.
Degenerated. I don't even know what we're answering anymore.
Yeah, actually, right there, though, the pirate kicked the ninja's ass. Oh, if that guy was if the little guy was a ninja and Jabba the Hutt's a pirate, the pirate wins. And he raped them. How'd you like that? All right.
Oh,
who would you rather rape, a pirate or a ninja?
It depends on which one is female.
Exactly.
Neither. They're both men.
Okay, wait.
Not.
Okay,
I think
so
the pirate might stink
rather,
worse.
Would I rather bang Psylocke or Ruby Heart? I'm thinking Psylocke
both?
Because Ruby Heart's probably dirty as all hell. She's a fucking pirate. They don't have showers
point.
On a pirate ship.
But I'd rather get it on with you.
Do ninjas even need to shower?
Huh?
Do ninjas even need to shower? And if they
I'm
do,
sure they
don't they need showers big enough where they can flip constantly while showering? Because that's how they clean themselves.
That's how they get all angles.
That's right. They just flip in waterfalls to bathe.
Oh my god. I think we should call it. This is just
no, there's still
forever.
More discussion about the pirates.
We could go on like this for days. We should make this a separate podcast.
Pirates
about pirates
ninjas.
And ninjas. Let's start right now.
Like we already started.
Oh, dear Lord. Wait, what's that?
Ooh, what about quadriplegic pirates against quadriplegic ninjas?
Oh, that's terrible. I'm not even going to answer that.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I just found out that they can actually have sex.
Who?
Quadriplegics.
Well, yeah. Against
no,
their will.
Their dicks go up and shit.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wait, but pirates? Okay. Yeah. Pirates. Awesome. Pirates.
Wait.
Pirates.
No. We need to hear Stewie. Until Stewie writes a song about ninjas, then there's no way to judge.
But I'd rather get
well,
it on
actually,
with
no,
you.
No. Okay, well, let's get the scene where Stewie's singing and being a pirate and singing a pirate, or the scene where Peter Griffin is sneaking in.
Oh, good. I call it Peter Griffin. Peter sneaking in. Yeah, to the paper. 100%.
So to answer your question, Dirk13... No, we do not miss Star Trek. Any closing remarks from you ladies, ineptitude wise, about how you guys suck and can't do anything?
I'm so fucking hungry. I'm gonna go eat.
All right.
Okay.
Eat some ninja dick, Tony.
Yes.
The closing remarks. Star Trek. Ninjas,
yeah.
Pirates.
Star Trek, no. Ninjas, yes. Also, don't see Uwe Boll's new movie, Postal, coming to a theater near you.
All right, so everybody, send in your questions, comments to mailbag@trygames.net. And please, send in your most powerful ninja or pirate for competition. For Ethan, Tony, and Al, I have been your host, Mr. Blah.
Huge, just a big, huge, gigantic, just fucking.